Hello, welcome to the Stubborn Tortoise podcast. I'm Donna Pazdera. So this week was pretty good compared to last week. I guess when you finally make your way out of the darkness, at first it's a little like you're staring, you know, you're kind of coming out and blinking in the sun and things like that. And then things got better, and I got the all clear to return to wearing my contact lenses on Monday afternoon, which just made me so much happier because it was really, really challenging to try to run and whatnot. Even driving was, a challenge, not because I couldn't see, but because it's so darn sunny. And I don't have any prescription sunglasses, and I really didn't feel like, you know, going to the drugstore and finding this, you know, things that the really old people wear, you know, over their regular glasses. I just thought, okay, we don't really need to go there. But the other cool thing, I love this place called We Care. It's at the Target at Balcones Heights. I hope I'm saying that right. It's probably Balcones, San Antonio. But anyway, I guess she's kind of the primary doctor there. I saw her on Monday, and she was equally great. Just with a different vibe, but, you know, just super energetic and just really funny and interesting. And I, you know, mentioned that I had gone to the ER, and she's like, oh, don't do that. I'm like, really? And when I was on my way out, she gave me her card with her personal cell phone number. And she's like, if you ever have problems again on a weekend or any other time that you can't get in somewhere else, call me, you know, and I will see you. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, so I was super impressed with that because, you know, again, my regular eye doctor was, you know, their office, you know, I don't know, I guess they just march to a different kind of drummer, but, you know, even if you have an emergency, like, you're still going to have to wait two weeks and like it. You know? I don't know. I'm kind of thinking about moving over to this other place. The only thing I didn't like about it is that they use a little bit of the outdated optical equipment in that the thing where they test your eye pressure. They use that thing where you get the little puff of air in your eye. And oh, that always drives me nuts. And because my current doctor does not do that. I guess he's got this, you know, a little more fancy machine and probably more expensive, but I kind of prefer that. But I don't know. We'll give it a think. I don't really have to go for a checkup for a while, so you know, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, so that was kind of a happy return, and you know, and just overall the mood, you know, this week was much better, and you know, just to kind of, just for posterity's sake, went back through my old journals dating back, you know, many years from when I had first met this person. And, you know, it was pretty clear from the outset that nothing was ever going to change. And that this was the way that this person really wanted it to be, you know, anyway, lots of mind games, lots of, drama, lots of what's the word I'm looking for, you know, ready to rain on your parade when you're feeling good. And you know, that was just, I don't know, that's mean, that's kind of awful, you know, and I don't really need to be around that kind of energy. So you know, once again, I don't mean to keep dwelling on that or anything, but you know, and it's just been a good week just in terms of, just like I said, feeling better about myself. Let's talk about Orville Peck one more time, because I can always manage to work him in, you know. He has a video to a song called The Curse of the Blackened Eye, and I highly recommend taking a look at it if you've ever, you know, been in one of these kind of situations, you know, like I previously described. It's just it really, really hit home, and that's all I'm going to say about it. But I even messaged him and just told him that that song really meant a lot to me, and you know, kind of helped me through some of, you know, what I was feeling. And he did see the message. He did not react to it, but he did see it. So hey, there's that. That's the fifth grader in me. Yeah. Anyway, also big shout out to my nephew, Andrew. He is 16 and got his driver's license yesterday on Saturday. Big deal. Again, he comes from lineage, at least on, my side of the family, where we aren't that great at getting our license. I know I didn't pass my written test. It took me two tries, maybe three. And I had to do my driving test at least twice. I don't know. I just have no idea. It just never made a lot of sense. But he clearly gets it, and that was good. And so yeah, I was really proud of him and happy for him. And then he went with some of the dudes. They went to homecoming last night, and yeah, so he had kind of a big weekend, and of course he had a football game and all that stuff. He was playing football, and but anyway, yeah. So shout out to him, and yeah. So I've got like about 3 months until snowdrop, and kind of feeling all right about it. I mean, this week again, I really tried hard to stay on the training plan that I'm on. Although I will admit that on a couple of the days it was a little short, but then I would make up for it elsewhere. And so, but I managed to finish the week with just like 0.2 under 30 miles, which for me is huge because I've been, clocking in at, anywhere between 15 and 20 miles the last God knows how many weeks. And I felt okay. Sorry, I've got allergies or something because I'm all congested. I feel kind of, I mean, I don't feel bad, but I'm just kind of, I sound it, I can hear it. But yeah, and then yesterday morning, my friend Sarah and I, she wanted to run earlier before our group run because she needed to take off early. And that was fine. And so we met at 5 a.m. or as close to 5 as I can make it out at Eisenhower Park. And got up at 4, hey, go me. I haven't done that in years. Oh my God. But it was amazing because it was humid, but it wasn't as hot as it has been. And, quite honestly, I'm not used to running in the dark like that. And I guess because I've been running so much in the heat and, the direct sunlight and all this other stuff, that this actually felt okay. It didn't feel too bad. And we got in 8 miles. We did the 1-1 interval thing with the occasional, maybe 3 minute rest and stuff, but on the whole, we did pretty well. And then we met up with our group, and then we did a loop of the Rocky Horror course out at Eisenhower. That race is at the end of October. I will not be there, but it never occurred to me why this was called Rocky Horror until yesterday when someone else that was like kind of hanging with us, she's like, "Oh, now I see why they call it Rocky Horror. It's because of all these rocks." I'm like, "Oh my God, I am so stupid. I never thought about that before." But you were right. You were absolutely right. And yeah, so that was kind of exciting. Yeah, no offense to anybody else, but I'm really glad I'm not doing a 50K out there. Hoo-wee. Yeah, that first part of it is it's like the Alamo City Ultra, for those of you who've done that before. And if you haven't, just trust me, it's very technical and very uphill. I mean, to the point where, at least in my case, I'm, pretty much grabbing tree branches. Always check first that there's no snakes on there, people. Because I've seen it happen to other people. But yeah, it's just, man, these are really steep rocks, and if you're not tall, it's kind of a pain. But you manage to get up, and if you can get through like the first third of it or so, and then it's all right. Then it's not quite so technical and horrible and whatnot. And toward the end, it's in this little softer, what it is, I don't know if it's like pine needles or that like chopped up bark or something like that, but it's a little softer and less technical and not as hilly and whatnot. So I think it's like about a 3.3 mile loop, and although everybody's mileage was varying. Oh yeah, let's talk about something else too, because yesterday, okay, the Sunto Ambit 3 that I bought back in, I don't know, late February, is getting sent back or something. I don't know what to do. But lately, and it's weird, it's like every now and then I'll look down at the pace and it'll be something like, a 70-minute mile or something, or, some inordinately weird, configuration. Or I'll be walking and it'll say 740. And it's like, what? And yeah, and so, and it's like Sarah and I always, it's like my watch seems to record the mileage just slightly faster than hers. And I don't know. I mean, I think some of it has to do with satellites, but yeah, it seems like my watch is always ahead, I'm like, okay, I don't know. But yeah, so yesterday I was just like, okay, I'm throwing down the gauntlet. This is ridiculous. I cannot deal with this any longer because, it's too important right now. I mean, I'm in a real critical phase of training and I need to have something that's reliable to tell me my pace and, heart rate and all this other stuff. And, and again, sometimes even on the heart rate, it's kind of wonky. And, sometimes it'll just be like really, really high. And it's like, why? I'm not doing anything, So it's, I don't know. I'm not sure what the defect is in this. But the other thing I don't really like about Suunto anymore, and again, I guess Suunto is sort of like the challenging boyfriend of sports watches, but it's you really can't like it's a fat it's a very long learning curve to get the hang of it. And so I don't know, and like with this one, it took me a while to figure out that you've got to sync it with the app on your phone before you can even make it work. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is dumb. I don't want to have to do that. And I like my watches simple, people. When I've used Garmin, you just press the button and it goes, And even with my other Suunto, I didn't have to sync it up with some app. And I don't know, there's just something really funky about the way this works. I mean, I know a lot of people love Suunto and, I did for many years, but and I kind of polled my friends about what brand they were using and, got the, usual, answers from across the spectrum. But it seems like the people who do the most ultra running, and, are experienced ultra runners were all saying that the Coros, watch is the one that they prefer, that, they won't go back from it. And so I sucked it up yesterday. Oh my God, I got the Coros Apex Pro, I think, which is probably, the mid-level price range. But I liked it because it's got like a 36-hour battery time. I was like, oh my God, this is great with GPS, with GPS. And again, when I think about doing things like Snowdrop, I'm going to need that. I don't want to have to be, switching out watches if I don't have to. And especially if I've got this wonky thing, so, oh boy, I don't even want to admit how much I paid for it, but I will. I'll tell you, it's $349. And, I don't know. That's why God made American Express. And for everything else, there's American Express. Yeah. So, yeah. So I managed to, I should be getting that one tomorrow from Amazon. And I'm not real crazy about shopping at Amazon, but I'm also sort of into the, I kind of appreciate that they can get stuff to me pretty quickly. And again, if this was not such a critical need, I could wait a week, or something, but I'm just like, no, need it now. Gotta have it, So, I will report back on that next time. And, hopefully I will be a Coros convert and, I will be, in, sports watch heaven or something like that. What else? Trying to think of what else is going on. I mean, yeah, like I said, I mean, I've been using this one, what do you call it? Interval thing, timer, for most of my training runs. And it really seems to be paying off for me. I know Sarah has been doing a 2-1, which I wasn't really ready for that yesterday. I was like, ooh, I don't know. I'm probably gonna die through, after 1 minute, just because I've gotten myself accustomed to it. But yeah, that really seems to be paying off. My pace seems to be getting a little bit faster. I feel less fatigued. And I'm not really ashamed of doing it this way. I mean, I've gotten to this point where it's just like, you know what? This is what it is. I can't, magically, wave a wand and go, okay, you're going to be just the fastest, you're going to be just as fast as you were 10 years ago, because that's not going to happen. I mean, I wasn't even that fast to begin with. I do remember looking back and, like, I don't know, it might have been like 2010, 2011, I don't know, something like that. And I did a 3 mile run and my average pace was 8:40. And I'm still to this day, I have no idea how I managed that. That is blazing for me. I mean, for the most part, it seems like when I started running, I was like a 10-minute mile on the road. And, which again, I still feel like that's pretty fast, again, for me, in my age group and whatnot. I mean, obviously, I'm not elite, I'm not sponsored, I'm not anything. I just happen to be somebody with a podcast. but it's, but this seems to be working. I mean, I even with the walk intervals, and I've gotten much better at my walking pace too, because I know I was sort of killing Sarah yesterday when we were out there. I mean, I was like really trying to step fast, and I think I've gotten good at it. And I did mention to her that, one workout a week should just be, a brisk walking pace where you're, really trying to keep it, 15, 16-minute mile, if at all possible, which is working hard. I mean, that's not, easy. And so I think I've mastered that. I mean, I may not be good at much else, but I can do that pretty well. And so yeah, so that felt pretty good. And then I don't know, it was just nice yesterday, because when we met up with the group, I saw my friend Vivian there, and then Rebecca. Maria was out in Government Canyon with another friend, and then it just felt good. And Agatha, and just Rob, and some of these other people that I'm friends with. I don't know, it just all sort of came into focus yesterday how much I appreciate the San Antonio off-road runners. They are pretty remarkable. And I think what I like about this particular group is that everybody's at different paces. We've got, zippy fast people, we've got, average runners, and then we've got, slow people, and, or those who are struggling, and it's all good. Everybody's very supportive. They cheer everybody, as they come in, and, are very supportive, on the trails and whatnot. And it kind of felt about as close as I can get to what I had in the valley. And that's been hard, because it's like coming up to a new place, even though I've been here 5 years. It's always a challenge to meet up with another group and hope that you can somehow fit in. And even though you may not be, the rock star of running or something, they still embrace you. And this isn't to say that other groups I've run with in San Antonio aren't like this, but I feel like there's a sense of family there. And I don't know, I just feel very fortunate to have them, as my people. And again, I've made so many good friends through that group, primarily, female friends, which is great. I mean, it's just really, I don't know, it makes you feel a little bit better. I mean, again, my group in the valley, I've still got some very good friends from there, and that will never change. What is that old song? I think I've mentioned this before, make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver and the other is gold. Anyway, yeah, and then you sing it in the round. But anyway, we will not do that today. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, so I just, and again, a big shout out to the SAR Off-Road Runners, for just being all around supportive and lovely. And they really do put on a great group. I mean, just in general, the San Antonio Road Runners group is incredible, and this includes the Road Runners as well. Yesterday, when we were out there running on the Greenway, it was amazing, because toward the end of the run, it was just like dozens and dozens of people or charging at us because they had just started and they were or they were coming through, I guess. It was just so cool to see this many people, up running at 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and they're all training, for the marathon or probably rock and roll more likely than not, or whatever. And everybody was upbeat, and it's just like we noticed that they had water jugs out at a a certain point on the course. We did not take any. We were fine, but it's nice. I mean, and obviously in an off-road setting, you can't really set up some water jugs for people. That's why we're always encouraged to carry your own water, people. Which we do, or in the case of if you're doing a lot of loops, then just make your car an aid station, which is what I was doing. And it's, I don't know, it's really exciting. I mean, I know McAllen has come a long way, also in its running community. I mean, when I first started there, back in 2010, I mean, it was kind of small, and it was kind of a weird little community. But then it is, by the time I left, I mean, there's, a 5K every weekend, and if not more races, just all over the place. And so, I always felt like that was exciting to see that evolution, and be part of that. And and again, the San Antonio Roadrunners community is just, they put on some good events. They do great training programs. So if you are in San Antonio, I do strongly recommend getting involved with them. Be it, if you're a roadrunner or, off road, they're great. And oh my God, I just remembered I forgot to pick up my shirt yesterday. Dag on it. Anyway, when you join the group, you sign up for the training thing. I think it's like $40 or something for the, session. And you always get a shirt. And they do have really nice shirts, by the way. And I was supposed to pick up my shirt yesterday, and it just occurred to me that I completely forgot. I think my brain was focused on the Mexican Coke in the back of my car in my cooler. Because I hadn't eaten anything, and so I was like, oh, and I had made a turkey and provolone sandwich with mustard, lots of mustard. And so that was what I had for breakfast. Anyway, wow, this one's kind of run the gamut. Ha run. Anyway, yeah, so I'm hopefully gonna get a couple of guests on here in the coming weeks, so you don't have to just listen to me blather, although I'm sure some of you enjoy it. I know whenever I'm at races, I hear these little voices. Love your podcast. Voice makes me happy. Yeah, so my next big race is like 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks. And that is the Trailways race in Lake Somerville. And I am doing the marathon. I signed up for the marathon. God knows how that's going to go. My big goal is to beat the cutoff. There's a 9-hour cutoff, and most of the times that I have done 26 miles or thereabouts, or even 28, I've managed to get it in, 8 hours or so. So I think I'm going to be all right. And I've been told that that course is not especially technical or anything like that. Although I was reading on Facebook that somebody was reporting that there was like this waist-high grass in some spots, and I'm like, oh no, which of course makes me worry about snakes and whatnot. But hey, what are you gonna do? It's an adventure. But yeah, so I'm kind of getting into the zone. I'm starting to feel like I'm getting somewhere finally. I feel like, okay, I'm gonna get this done. This is my year. This is how it's gonna happen. And well, I don't know how it's going to happen, but this is going to happen. And so I've just got to, and if I have some, I want to say fallbacks, and that's not the right word. But if I have some setbacks, that's it. I can't let that become the end of the world. So I think more than anything, I've just got to, take it a day at a time and roll with whatever happens here, and hope for the best. But yeah, so hope all of you have a great week. That is all I've got for now. I will see you next time.